Hello and welcome to the Breakthrough Coaches podcast coaching series entitled Managing with Integrity, the Key to Continuous Breakthroughs. I'm Jill Pankhost, Vice President and Managing Partner of TBC. If you're listening to this session, you're a graduate of our two-day program, How to Work Less, Produce More, and Still Get the Job Done in a Sensible School Week. The purpose of this audio series is to support our alumni in the on-the-job implementation of the two-day program. As with any new program you undertake, challenges will arise. You'll have burning questions for which you'll want answers. You'll come to decision-making crossroads that call for out-of-the-box solutions. And inevitably, breakdowns will happen. Our podcast series is designed to support and encourage you in those make-or-break moments so that you thrive as an administrative team. Today, I'm going to pick up where Malachi left off in the two-day and reintroduce the distinction integrity, both how it impacts your success with TBC's management methodology and how to continually practice it. I'm going to begin by defining the term, then move into an explanation of how managing the front office with integrity gives both the executive and secretary more power to produce breakthroughs in their time, results, and satisfaction. And finally, I'm going to conclude the podcast by assigning an exercise that, when practiced daily, will strengthen the administrative team's ability to give and keep their word. So let's start with the term itself. Integrity is defined by Merriam-Webster as 1, an unimpaired condition, or 2, the quality or state of being complete or undivided. When something has integrity, it is by its very nature whole and complete. For example, a drinking glass, when it's intact, has integrity. If it were to shatter, its integrity would be destroyed. When an individual manages their life with integrity, they live in a perpetual state of whole and completeness. Nothing in their life is left unsaid or undone. They give and keep their word both with themselves and with others. They are intentional about not allowing past misgivings or miscommunications to linger. Now, the reality is, as human beings, we're weak in this area. We all are. It's not personal. It's obvious, yes, that giving and keeping one's word is an issue in most organizations. Just look at the internal and external customers you deal with on a regular basis. One of the ways you're known in the world is your name, one of the ways you're known is your job, and one of the ways you're known is your integrity. And when you deal with somebody who doesn't keep their word with you, who doesn't manage their relationship with you with integrity, what do you do with that person? Typically, at some point, you sever the relationship. However, when you manage your life with integrity, when you're good at giving and keeping your word, life moves more efficiently for you. You spend less time worrying about what you did or didn't do. There's less incompletions around you that need cleaning up. People trust you more, and the more they trust you, the more eager they are to partner with you. And since you never cause breakthroughs by yourself, breakthroughs always happen in coordination with others, you need people in your world who want to partner with you. When you operate from a place of integrity, there's simply less drag on the boat moving forward, and you're rapidly able to cause breakthroughs in your time, results, and satisfaction. Now, let's be clear here, too. Integrity is not something you're born with. You're not genetically disposed towards integrity. And integrity is not a belief. Just because you believe you have it doesn't necessarily mean you do. Integrity is a set of behaviors that are practiced on a regular basis. Being whole, complete, and unimpaired in your words and deeds is a practice. You learn these skills as you mature through life, and demands are placed on you to produce results with real consequences for no performance. Unfortunately, there are folks who never learn the practices of integrity. You probably can think of a few right now. How much fun are they to deal with? So in this program, we work on strengthening the practices of integrity, particularly the ability to give and keep your word, because it impacts everything else we do. When you're able to give and keep your word, it absolutely affects the manner in which people behave with you. They respond to your behavior. So for example, if you're habitually on time, you'll train people to be on time with you. Likewise, if you're habitually late everywhere, people will learn that they can be late with you with impunity. As leaders in your organization, one of the ways you will continually produce breakthroughs in your time, results, and satisfaction is by giving and keeping your word and teaching those around you to do the same. However, first and foremost, for TBC's management methodology to work for you, executives, you need to practice giving and keeping your word with your secretary. For instance, if you've promised to meet with her daily so that your days go smoothly, you each get to leave on time, and she wants to remain employed as your secretary, then you need to keep your word with her and meet when she tells you to meet. If you want her to handle your calendar so that you're out coaching 2 days a week and your teachers are getting what they need from you in order to succeed, then you must keep your word with her and do what she has scheduled for you to do. Secretaries, for your part, you need to manage the front office so that the environment under your direction is one in which people can be trusted to give and keep their word. You must demand that your daily meeting happen on time, uninterrupted, as planned. You must insist the executive's coaching days get scheduled on the calendar and that he or she is actually out coaching on those days. You want to be able to tell your teachers with assurance that they can catch your executive in the hallway on Thursday, and those teachers trust what you've set up. And if you schedule a 1:30 office day phone call for your executive, it's your job to ensure your executive is on the phone dialing at 1:29. Now, all this talk about integrity and the practice of giving and keeping your word doesn't mean there won't be breakdowns. On the contrary, there absolutely will be breakdowns. But having breakdowns doesn't mean you don't have integrity. It just means you learn how to clean up your messes with integrity. How people with integrity deal with breakdowns is they start by, number one, acknowledging the breakdown. They don't try to cover it up. Number two, they're able to apologize for the breakdown. Fully developed adults know they can apologize to one another with no diminishment of power or authority. In fact, it's an opportunity to reinforce their agreements with each other. And number three, with the apology comes the question, what can I do to right the situation? How can I make amends? When you take actions to repair the situation, you are truly being responsible, that is, willing and able to respond. This is one of the highest forms of integrity a person can exhibit. With all this said, we've created an exercise to support you in strengthening your giving and keeping your word muscle. It's called, quite simply, the Integrity Checklist. Please take a moment here to pause the podcast and print out a copy of the Integrity Checklist document that came attached to the podcast email link. The Integrity Checklist works by keeping your awareness on specific actions you promise to take every day and by tracking your progress with those actions as you go along. Every time you confront the Integrity Checklist, you're forced to make a choice. That is, do what I said I would do or don't. What you'll find is by practicing with the Integrity Checklist over time, like a muscle, you'll actually strengthen your ability to give and keep your word. You may even find small miracles start popping up around you. At least that's been our experience with the tool. So, instructions for use. Number one, date the Integrity Checklist chart across the top row, starting with tomorrow's date, out for the next 21 days. Number two, pick one action you promise to take every day that would support the implementation of TBC's management methodology in your front office. Write this action on the first row of the far left column. So, for example, you could have leave my office impeccable every day, or hold the daily meeting with my secretary every day, or make 5 requests in writing and logged every day. Number three, now beginning tomorrow, every day you complete this stated action, give yourself a check in that day's box. Every day you don't, give yourself an X. Number four, at the end of 21 days, calculate your statistics for that action as a percentage. For example, I left my office impeccable 16 days out of 21. That's a success rate of 75%. Number five, keep this same practice up for another 21 days or until you're at 90% or higher with your statistics. Then add a second action to the list and practice giving and keeping your word with yourself in this area for another 21 days. After 3 months, you'll not only have strengthened your ability to give and keep your word, but you'll have several new habits to show for yourself. Now, here's some things to think through with this exercise. Number one, where should you keep your integrity checklist so that you remember to practice and fill it out every day? Would it be best taped down to your conference table? Or out visible in your secretary's area? Or flashing brilliantly on your laptop screensaver? Put it in an obvious location so you remember to do what you said you will do every day. Number two, what habits do you already have in place that you could connect your new practice to? For example, I finally started flossing my teeth regularly when I put my dental floss next to my nightly reading material. How could you make this easier for yourself, not harder, by connecting it to a practice you already have in place? And number three, if you have a breakdown, then what? If you find you have a whole week of X's, do not stop practicing and tracking. It's okay to have X's. This is not a test. You're not being judged good or bad. You're simply practicing. Sometimes practice goes well, sometimes not so well. But this doesn't mean you give up. The more appropriate question to ask would be, what's not working about how I have this action set up that I'm not getting the result I want? Try a different setup and see what happens. As you continue to practice the actions listed on the integrity checklist, you're building the stamina necessary for consistently giving and keeping your word. This is the fundamental behavior needed to cause breakthroughs in anything you take on, whether in your own life or in the lives of your students. Thank you for listening. Thank you for practicing TBC's management methodology. And thank you for the difference you make.